St. Anthony's College in Kandy is one of the most prestigious Catholic schools in Sri Lanka. The government-assisted private school, which has a rich history of over 150 years, belongs to the Order of St. Benedict of the Silvestrian Congregation. Its management is under the Provincial Council of Central Province, one of the 9 provinces of Sri Lanka. Among the several eminent personalities that have passed through the portals of St. Anthony's College are William Gopallawa, the first president of Sri Lanka, and legendary cricket spin bowler Muthiah Muralitharan. Well, to talk about St. Anthony's College is Father Clement Gnanaprakasam, the rector of St. Benedict's College, Kandy, a private school that the Silvestrian Benedictines started some 10 years ago. Father Gnanaprakasam was recently in Rome on a visit, during which he spoke to us about St. Benedict's as well as St. Anthony's Colleges. He began by giving us a background to the presence of the Silvestrian Benedictine congregation in Sri Lanka.
In 1845, Monsignor Bravi, an Italian, came to Sri Lanka. And then we were able to evangelize the coastal areas beginning from Colombo. Many churches were built and many people were converted to Christianity. At the same time, in these coastal areas, there were the schools. As usual, the missionaries started schools or colleges for the people. And so from 1845, they worked on. Then later on, we came to the hill country called Kandy. There, the monks came and we had an abbot, many abbots, of course. We called the Abbacy. The present cathedral was known as the Abbacy. And later on, when the dioceses were big in number, we handed over the diocese to the diocesan clergy. And we came back to the monastery and we started to work as a community in different places. For example, at the moment, we have schools, particularly St. Anthony's College runs for about 170 odd years. And then we have another school called St. Benedict's, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. We have many parishes in which two, three monks work together. We also work as professors in the National Seminary of Sri Lanka, which is in Kandy. Apart from that, we cater to youth apostolate, conduct retreats, and other apostolates.
Yeah. Now, Father, as you have said, you are in several places. Could you specifically say north, south, east, west? You have also in the dioceses in the north, such as Jaffna and on the eastern side, Trincomalee and all that.
No, the Benedictines are found. We have a house in the eastern province of Batticlo. Then in the north, in Jaffna, we don't have. In the northwestern province and also in the Diocese of Colombo, we work. Other than that, our main forte is in Kandy.
Could you explain the importance of Kandy in Sri Lanka?
Yes, it's a revered place for the Buddhists because we have the tooth relic of Lord Buddha in Kandy. And hundreds and thousands of people come there, both locals and the foreigners, to come and worship at this place. At the same time, 3/4 of the population in Kandy are Buddhists. And you find a minority of Tamils, Muslims, and Burghers, Christians, Catholics, Hindus, and Muslims are also found there. Of course, we have to be very careful in building or evangelizing in this area because the Buddhists are very conscious of their religion. And any Buddhist coming to a Catholic church, sometimes it gives a bad note, a negative note to them, thinking that we have converted. We had quite a lot of problem in Sri Lanka, but the Catholic Bishops' Conference said that we don't have anything to do in that manner.
Which is proselytizing.
Yes.
Now, Father, this famous college that you have there, St. Anthony's College, which was started by the Benedictines and still belong to them.
Yes.
Could you tell us, it's a very revered institution of Sri Lanka, in the yes. heart of Sri Lanka.
Yeah. St. Anthony's College is over 170 years old. The Benedictines have held the reins as rector or principal. And St. Anthony's is a Catholic college. Till about 1962, most of these schools were private in the whole island. In 1962, Mr. Bandaru Nayaka, the then Prime Minister, took over all the schools, nationalized all the schools. St. Anthony's went private till about 1976. And 1976-1977 was the time that our school was taken over. And then it ran as a government school, state school, managed by the Benedictines.
Now, Father, this takeover by the government, nationalization of schools, according to you, has it spelled out well for the nation or for the ordinary people there with regard to quality education?
Yes and no. When the government takes over a school, there is a lot of incentives, like buildings are given, salaries are paid by the government, whereas the quality, the discipline, the ethics of the school has gone down because political interference. But when there is a popular school, say there are many Catholic popular schools in the country, they try to admit everyone there, because after 13 years, when a child is leaving the school, he should have a certificate that he has followed the whole curriculum in a Catholic school.
So the tradition means a lot for a student who passes
out. Yes, yes.
Job-wise, career-wise.
Correct.
Now, how is the current situation? How is it being managed, Benedictines and the government?
Well, the community consists of six monks there. There is one priest who is the rector, and there are others to assist. It's not easy to work, even though we go through with our Catholic programs that they allow. They give the freedom. And also the management gives equal freedom to other religions also. So when we have some function, the others also have their own functions. But on the whole, we are trying to get St. Anthony's College back privatized and be managed fully by the monks.
That should be also the trend with other congregations who have had private schools earlier.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, Father, you've talked, you're the rector of St. Benedict. Yeah. What made you start this St. Benedict besides this Anthony, which is already a big name?
Actually, 10 years ago, somewhere in 2005, 2006, we found that it was difficult for children to be admitted to St. Anthony's because the intake was little. And there were so many who were left out, particularly the Catholics. So we thought we will start a school in a very simple way. And there were 60 children of all the denominations. And today we have up to grade 10. So every year we augment one class, yes. And we have 325 at the moment with 30 staff. And our school is in a village area in the compound of the monastery. And we have very cordial relationship with the monks. And I try to have all the religions the equal rights.
Now, Father, could you talk a little about St. Benedict's financial setup? It's a private school. How do you manage your...
Yeah. Our fees is higher than all the government schools. But still, we try to give concession to poor people. We can manage for the moment with the fees we get. Sometimes we are at a loss. Usually in Sri Lanka, they charge something called a donation, an admission fee. So with that, we are able to cover the upkeep of the place and any extraordinary
emergencies.
Expenses. Yes, yes, yes. We have a board of governance headed by my own superior. And there are others from the different institutions like other schools and from the ministry who help us.
Now, regarding St. Anthony's College, like any other country, there must be some very famous personalities who have gone through the portals of St. Anthony's.
Yes, there have been quite a lot of politicians who have gone through the portals of St. Anthony's, also engineers and doctors. But of course, everyone knows in the field of sports, Muthiah Muralidharan. Then even Kumar Sangakkara, even though he was studying in another school close to St. Anthony's. So they have really brought out the name of St. Anthony's. Yeah, yeah.
Any ministers?
Yes, in the olden time. Even now we have ministers of the past and the present who have gone through. Yes.
Now, what is your future plan for St. Benedict's? How do you plan also to bring it up to the status of, let's say, St. Anthony's?
Yes, because it is 10 years and we are hoping to have it up to the advanced level, we call it, for 13 years with maths and science. Now, next year will be the first public exam. So we are working very hard at that and praying that they will show up.
That was Sri Lankan Silvestrian Benedictine priest Father Clement Gnanaprakasam, the rector of St. Benedict's College, Kandy, speaking about the prestigious St. Anthony's College of Kandy.